Today, we will read Mark chapter 16. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that today you would speak to us. Lord, help us to understand your word. Make it alive, Lord. Help us to see how it affects our lives. Just bring it to our lives, Lord. Speak to us. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Mark chapter 16. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go, tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. When Jesus rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons. She went and told those who had been with him and who were mourning and weeping. When they heard that Jesus was alive and that she had seen him, they did not believe it. Afterward, Jesus appeared in a different form to two of them while they were walking in the country. These returned and reported it to the rest, but they did not believe them either. Later, Jesus appeared to the 11 as they were eating. He rebuked them for their lack of faith and their stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him after he had risen. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands, and when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people, and they will get well." After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven, and he sat at the right hand of God. Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by the signs that accompanied it. In today's reading, we see the resurrection of Jesus. You see, Jesus was crucified for our sins. He was given as a sacrifice so that we could know God. But he did not stay dead. He was risen to life. And why is this important? Well, first of all, it shows us that he truly was who he claimed to be. He truly was the true Messiah, and he was God himself, that he was able to raise himself from the dead. God raised Jesus from the dead to prove to us what had happened was true, to prove to us that everything Jesus said was true. Before he died, he knew this would happen, and he told it so that those who followed him would believe. He wanted to give them evidence beforehand that when they found out afterwards that they would believe, they would say, "Oh, now I understand." He didn't stay dead. And when he came back to life, it proved that what he said was true. It also proves that God accepted the punishment and the payment that Jesus gave. Jesus sacrificed himself, and when God raised him from the dead, it shows us that God accepted that sacrifice in our place. It gives us hope that we also can be raised to life, to live with him forever. It gives us hope that our dead souls, that are dead and separated from God, our dead spirits, can be brought back to life and live for him, with him, and in him. So we see the resurrection of Jesus on Sunday, the first day of the week. The women were going to prepare Jesus' body for final burial. They had to quickly get him into the tomb right after he was crucified and died, because of the Jewish traditions of Sabbath and not working with a dead body on the Sabbath day. And so they did not have time to prepare him for a permanent long-term burial, you know, for the final burial. So now they were going to prepare his body and pay their last respects for his final burial. And they get there, and suddenly they see an angel who says, "He's not here. He's risen. Go, tell his disciples, tell Peter." Why emphasize Peter? Because Peter was probably feeling especially bad that he had abandoned Jesus. He had denied Jesus 3 times. And Jesus wants Peter to know that he has been forgiven. He wants to bring Peter back into a good relationship with him. And so the women go. And from this text, from the other accounts in Matthew, Luke, and John, we see that Jesus is seen by many people. In one part of the Bible, it says that he was seen by over 500 people after he came back to life. It wasn't just 1 or 2 people who might have imagined it. No, Jesus was real. He was alive, and all of these followers went out and told everyone. Jesus comes back. He is seen by many. At first, some of the followers doubt, but then they see him, they touch him, they eat with him. He teaches them. He goes through the entire Old Testament before him and shows what the Old Testament teaches about him. And so, Jesus comes back, spends some time teaching them, and eventually he goes back up into heaven, where he sits, even now, beside God the Father. He is our advocate. He is our mediator, the way that we can come before God and stand before God. Before he leaves, he sent his disciples out, telling them to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And that still stands. We are also to go and tell. Share the good news of the gospel with all those around us. And so that is my passion, that I would be able to share the truth of who God is, of who Jesus is, with everyone. What about you? Have you told anyone? Have you shared this story with someone else. If you believe, go, tell others. Let them know that there is hope. Jesus is not dead. He is alive. He is in heaven. And he's waiting for those who don't believe to follow him, to listen, to obey. For those of us that do believe, Jesus is in heaven, and we have hope. He is there before God, making a way for us to come before God. We can come through Jesus, and it's a wonderful thing. We have hope that one day we will see him. We will be in heaven with him because of Jesus. I can't do enough good things to make it there by myself. But through the sacrifice of Jesus, I have hope. I can know that I will be in heaven because of what he did. It's exciting. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for who you are. I thank you that you gave yourself for us. You sacrificed your life so that we can know God, so that we can have a way to God. Lord, I pray that if there are people listening that have not yet believed, Lord, show them that this is true. Show them who you are and help them believe. Draw them to yourself. Lord, for those of us that do believe, give us a deeper burden to share the truth with everyone around, that all the world might know you. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.